Daniel, my youngest son, died of a heroin overdose 2 years ago. When he died at his funeral, I just made a pact that I would try to do everything I could to educate people, to try to raise money. We raised money and turn it all over to Andy's Angels and just help families in need. You know, the heroin fentanyl epidemic in the country is it's just unbelievable.
And it's nonstop.
Nonstop. I mean, it just does not stop. And you know, it's not like the FDA checks this stuff. I mean, these kids are once you put the needle in the arm, I mean, you got about a 5% chance of recovery. You either die, you're in prison, you know, you get shot, one of the two. So it's I went through it for 11 years with my son. But you know, people look at these guys like they're freaking druggies or something. But they're people that get hooked on fentanyl or heroin because of maybe a sports injury. My son had a closed head injury, started when he was 16. So pretty sad.
Wow. So you and Phil's helped you out with the event.
Oh my gosh, Phil is just
remarkable. No, I don't know about that. I do a little cooking. You know, Polly's they graciously donated about a gazillion steaks last year, and so I did my best to not ruin them.
No, Phil put on an apron.
Me back, so.
I mean,
there's
people that come back. They're just for Phil's cooking. So yeah, and he's been remarkable. He's supported me 100%, and he comes out, donates his time, donates his money, and yeah, we have a good time out there. But yeah, it is. It's to remember Daniel. It's to remember people like Andy Hirsch that died, and you know, Chris Reisner. You know, Daniel and Chris Reisner are very good friends, and he hung out with his three of his best friends. They're all dead.